The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change?
Welcome. Welcome to the show. So grateful you're joining us here today. You might be listening live in the Seattle area on 1150 AM KKNW, or you might be listening live on transformationtalkradio.com. You might be listening after the fact from wherever in the world on one of the dozens of podcasts that sends up. But wherever and whenever you're joining us from today, oh my goodness, you're going to be grateful you did, because we are going to be talking about, from a very spiritual, psychic perspective, where we're at right now in our world and where we may be headed in 2022. I'm so excited about our guest today. I saw her on another show, Mark Atwood's show, and I was transfixed. I have the opportunity to see so many people who channel, so many people who are psychic, and I've talked to many of them on the show over the last 9 years. But there's something about our guest today where it feels like she is really tuned in a unique way. And so I'm so grateful to be bringing her to you guys, our audience. Her name is Gally Lucy. She's a psychic medium and author of 3 books, an architecture engineer, which is a fascinating combination. And she channels with the creation's entities. And she has been channeling since the age of 6. And we're going to talk to her about that. She channels through her brain without any additional tools, and advises on a variety of topics worldwide. And she not only does personal readings, she looks at the collective energy, and she's got a unique perspective. And we're going to talk about where she's coming from, but she talks about where we're headed in the collective. She has gained vast experience and a positive reputation for accuracy predicting the future. And she's got her website and her books in 2 different languages, both Hebrew and English. And I'm so grateful she speaks English and we can get that information to you guys. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Gally Lucy. Hi, Gally Lucy.
Hi. Hi, Christine. Hi. I'm so grateful that you invite me to this wonderful show of yours. This is a treat for me to be here with you. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much. And it's interesting, Gally Lucy, because I'm going to have you talk about your connection and your history a little bit. But before I do, I just have to tell you that as you started talking, my crown chakra is going nuts. You know, that creepy crawly sensation that is my tell that I'm more connected. And I believe that we're here to have a sacred conversation about where we're headed into the next year on this New Year's Eve. But please, Gally Lucy, can you share with our listeners and viewers how you came to be doing this work?
Let me tell you a story about myself, because you started to say that. You told the audience that I started with this at the age of 6. I always heard voices inside my head answering to my question, leading me to the right path, telling me what to tell to other people, speaking with the dead. It maybe sounds spooky, but it's not spooky, because you're doing it with humor. You're not interrupting the dead people. This is not my main things in life. But I do see it as an option to lead and to give people opportunity of hope and to tell them what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I have been under hypnotized, someone who hypnotized me, and I discover about myself that I came from the future. So... Okay. It's a very lovely place. It's heaven on earth. So everything I do is just listening to the entities. You can call him God. It's not him, it's not her, it's them. It's a legion of entities which I am connected to since my youth. They are protecting, they are giving me hope, they're giving me, putting a smile on my face, giving me the right path, what to tell to people, how to see in the right and positive way the things, even the trouble in your life. I have the ability from the age of 23. I got the ability from aliens. I went into a spaceship twice in my life. And I am connected to the Arcturians, aliens. And they're so wonderful. They're not gray, they're blue. And they are so harmony. They want to make peace on planet Earth. And they're doing it. I have many, more than 10 channels in Telegram, because I was on Facebook and they kicked me out.
Yes. Well, that's happening to so many people. And I'm still on Facebook, but it's only because the things I want to post that are very meaningful to me, most of them, I only post over on Telegram. So just FYI, folks, if you're not following us on Telegram, if you're not over on Telegram, you're missing a whole lot of truth.
Yeah. Because the main truth is in the Telegram, because you're not allowed to say many things in Facebook. And you have to be so caution in the Facebook, because you have to know what to say, the right word, and what to say and to whom to say. So this is not my platform. I found, you know, that everything in life, when people or someone is kicking you out, this is your time to make your own platform and to find another way. So it is a turning doors for the best, because everything is wonderful, because the creation is leading you to the right path, always. The only thing that you need to do is just to listen, open your eyes, open your ears and listen. In my interview, I prefer to people to listen to me instead of watching me.
Yeah, and that's interesting. Yeah, I've seen your face, and you've got a beautiful face, and I would love to be looking into your eyes, but I knew that you had a good reason. So why is it that you choose not to show your face during this interview?
Once you are on live, people are looking at you and you are looking at them, and you have to be cautious what you're doing, every step, every thinking. You're not in the focus of your own virality. You have to think all the time what people are thinking about you moving in the screen. And I like my freedom. Once you are looking at a screen, you're paying attention not only to what you are listening, but to what you are seeing through your eyes. And once it is a radio show, which I like it the most, in the radio show, people are listening instead of watching face, watching the background, what she's doing here, what she's doing that. The focus is 100% in listening, in the ears. Because once you are listening, you have much more focus than looking at my looks. It's not about beauty, because I'm very humble. I don't like to show myself and to say, "Oh, look at me, I'm beautiful." It's right. Not my case. I don't like it. I don't like people to look at me, because sometimes when I'm looking at people for a long period of time, I can see balls of light shouting from them out, And it's bothering me.
Distracting?
So yes, it's distracting. So I just like to speak and people are listening, and this is my role in life, just to people to listen. I mm-hmm. also even sing in YouTube. I have I'm a singer. I sing my it's not my, but the creation entities are drilling inside of me, and we are singing together, and it's a great harmony. They given me at the right time, they given me the lyrics, the music, and I'm tapping on my desk. That's it. And it's amazing. It sounds like there is a background music and there is nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's so special. And it's so special. And you can get so into a high level of voice, local. This is what I want to people to understand, because purity and innocence, and this is the new age that we are arriving into. The age of humble, the age of simplicity.
Excuse me.
Okay. Without VIP people, without electronic music, simplicity, simple. That's it.
And the way I think of humility is often not the way it's conveyed in some religions, and in many perspectives, it's about keeping people down. And I think of humility more as allowing our magnificence to shine and to recognize that we're a part of something that is far more magnificent. It's kind of like we're part of this orchestra playing our one instrument, and there are all these other people playing their instruments. There are all these other parts of creation that are a part of the music as a whole. But it's not because we need to tamp ourselves down. It's rather, it's a matter of recognizing our magnificence, but also being humble to the magnificence of others.
Of course, to be humble, because nothing is yours. Even your soul is not yours, because we are balls of lights. Mm. And once you are born, you are renting your soul in order for you to walk on earth and to do your, you say in Hebrew, tikkun, it's like a closure that you haven't done in your previous life. But it's a wonderful journey, and we are going to be, all of us, we are one. We are all one. And once you see on television, people across the world are coming together. This is the aim of the creation, to come together.
Yeah.
And to go together and to establish together the community instead of families, the community instead of cities, coming together in large, big community around the globe, many of communities, we as one helping each other. And this is the Aquarius age, which I am coming from. It's a wonderful place. Wonderful place.
I find that very inspiring and hopeful. From my perspective, the last couple of years, first of all, been eye-opening. For those of us who awakened further, and it's not like we're ever fully awake, I don't think it's an infinite process, but you know, some have just looked at the last couple of years as this situation, and it's very 3D, and it has to do with an illness, and we're victims to it, you know, they have that perspective. But for others, it's kind of like it's been a wake-up call that there is much more going on, not only in terms of the structure of control, the structure of this polarity between good and evil, but also this great opportunity to illuminate what's in the shadow and co-create something new. So when you talk about the future, being from the future, and it's a beautiful place, that gives me hope, because I think that at moments it's possible to think, oh, you know, this may not end well.
It's going to be wonderful again. I wrote three books. The first one, I first started to write my book. I wrote my book since 2014. I never understood why the entities are waking me up in 3 a.m. And dictating me the whole book. I'm always just typing the book directly into the computer without writing down anything. And it's just a wonderful journey doing with them. And they told me, you have to tell the people the truth. You know that it will never be a single truth. Because in the Aquarius sage, there is no single truth. There is no single God. There is no single anything. No single state. No single community. There is no single because we are separating now. It's a wonderful time. You have to understand we are separating now. After 2,106 years, we are separating from the Pisces age, the age of men, the age of single powerful men controlling the world through their money. And we are separating from this and we are going ahead to the Aquarius age, which I am an Aquarian.
And so Aquarius am I, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Aquarian are the people who have a mission in this life form to give the people, to give them hope, to lead them to another place of knowledge, to open their mind, to open their eyes, to see something else and to believe in something else. It's a wonderful era of time. The first book called Divine Creation, it's about whom we are, what are we doing on earth, who created us, and which we are created by the aliens. And we have a purpose in this life because every race is creating another race and another race and another race, eternity. It's a wonderful journey. And this is the first book. And I wrote about the USA, what is going to happen in the USA, that the governments are going to collapse all over the globe. And it's going to be by the power of the people. And this is the start, the kickstart in the Divine Creation, the first book. The second book, called The Future, I receive a
nuscha?
Formula.
What was that?
Formula. I receive a formula. And I got number inside of it. It told me to put number inside of it. So I went 4,000 years backward in time and 25,000 years ahead in time. And I found something particular, amazing, which I am not astrology. It's just a minute. It's an astrological, numerological research. And I am none of it. I am a psychic medium, that's it. I'm receiving knowledge from above and giving you the knowledge and that's it. And I found in my book that there is a pattern of 52 years that repeat itself. And it's separated to 25 years and 27 years. 25 years of creation and 27 years of destruction. Creation, destruction, creation and destruction. And this is amazing. And once you are opening the book and reach for this period of time of 2021, you can see that we are close to the end of the chaos, which starts in 1998, the establishment of Google, and it will end in 2023. Okay. Every year is started a half year before, because 2023 will start from June 2021. And this is
21 or 22. Sorry, Gally Lucy.
So 22, okay. June 22. Because of that is the whole of the pandemic around the globe is going to end in June 2022.
Interesting.
Because what I found in this book, it's amazing, because you know, there is a pattern, there is something that is repeatable, that repeat itself,
Yes.
That repeat itself again and again. And from 2024, it's a wonderful year coming up, upon us around the globe. In 2025, the year of the light is coming to Earth. Year of the light, saying it's the year of the peace worldwide. It will start in the Middle East, in Israel, and it's will spread around the globe. And what will happen since then, it's the governments are going to collapse all over the globe, mm-hmm. one after the other. Of course, it will take time, because right. Aquarius Age will start in 2106. And the gap between the ages is 468 years. Everything I'm saying to you, it's written in this book, the book, the future, from uh-huh. the formula that I got. I cannot give you a number of year without saying how I got it.
Sure. Kelly Lucy, you talk about the destruction of governments, and I think that for many people, they might view that as something very frightening, very disturbing, that somehow that would be bad. Why is that a part of our moving forward in a more positive way?
Because Aquarius Sage is dealing with freedom without someone telling you what to do. Mm. There is no single power anymore. And we are separating from the Pisces. We are separating from the single power. And once you are separating, you cannot have a government controlling population. If the population, citizens are afraid from chaos, sorry to tell you, but there is a chaos now with mm-hmm. the governments.
Yeah.
So there is nothing to be afraid. Once the government will end their control over the population, the community will strike out. The communities will be rebuilt again. Something that we have thousands of years ago, living in communities, with large communities. Even in Portugal now, they are building communities instead of cities. And this is what's going to happen, because this is going to replace even the family unit, because the family unit now is collapsing. Many people got the cure.
Mm-hmm. By that, she means this thing here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And by that, you will see more and more people are going away from this earth. And what will happen is the people to find each other as a family, as a new family. Mm-hmm. Because many people, millions in the world, are going to die. Within 10 years from now, it's not that horrible, because you never die. And this mm-hmm. is my book, Divine Creation, explaining to you that you can never die. Your infinity soul, it's not a soul, it's a balls of light, but your journey will never end, because there is no beginning and there is no end, and you can never die. And you cannot destroy government unless millions will get hurt and die. Mm. There is no other way to do that, because the unity, people are coming together. This is what the creation wants, because everything in life, the creation creates, okay? You call mm-hmm. it God, but God creates everything in life. And this horrible, horrible time, it's not horrible, it's a chaos. Mm-hmm. And in order to rebuild something again, you need to make a chaos. Even if you want to rebuild your own house, you have to make a chaos in order for you to rebuild something new of your own.
That's a great analogy, Kelly Lucy. It's when you think about a renovation, I've done a renovation, I've done an office renovation, I've done a home renovation. It is chaotic. You want it to end. You think in the middle of it, you know, why am I doing this? But then once it's completed, there's this ease and there's this expansion and there's this joy of having created something new. So I love your analogy there. So I think that there are probably some people who are listening who understand that what has occurred with the so-called cure may indeed kill off a lot of people. And there are others who think that they've done the right thing by getting it. Is there a dark agenda behind the cure from your perspective?
Yes, there is. And thank God to the white hats and the creation entities and the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and all the good figure in the space that came to Earth and help us to save humanity. It's literally a war between the dark side and the white side, the devil and the God, the good angel and the dark angel. It's a very, very unique time on Earth that people have to realize that it never happened before. Worldwide, people around the globe suffering from the same thing. Because in the 80s, it was like in Africa. And no one pay attention to that. And once you are hurting a similar group of people, a few people, or one state, so you don't care about it. Once it's coming to your life, so you will do care about it because it's affect you. And because of that, the creation entities made it worldwide because they want the people around the globe to communicate again. In the third book, I haven't mentioned it, but in the third book, the last one, the Aquarius Age, which will start from the age 2106 and will be until 4212. It will be an age of communities, loving, caring, without religion, but in free faith. You can believe whatever you want to. And you can see now the figure of religion figures are coming down from the Vatican to the Christian people, leaders, to all kind of people, all religion are coming down. Because in the Aquarius Age, there is no religion. Religion was a tool of other people, of course, of powerful people, to control the population. Right. Yeah. And there is no control in the Aquarius Age. In the Aquarius Age, you can live from 200 up to 400 years without any additional tools, because this is the main base of you. Even in the Bible, you can see people who live 600, 800 years. Right. And something in this cure that we got all of our lives around the globe was not allowing us to prolong our life because of that, because it was a joke on us. It was a scam. But now we are realizing what is going to happen. In the Aquarius side, there aren't much people. Because we are few, it's not millions of millions, because the population is going to reduce. And this is one of the action, because you don't see it like that. You see people are dying and you're so sad, but you have to understand that behind it, there is a plan of God to reduce the population in order to get to start the Aquarius Age. Because once you are a few people, you can build something new. It's like a new group. So once you are many of you, so you are arguing and you just you have difficulties. Mm-hmm. And once you are a small group of people, it's much more easier to build something new because God wanted to happen. Nothing on earth is happening without the approval of God. Of course, I'm not God. I'm just a woman. In the Aquarius age, it's like Jesus arriving again. This is his closure in time. It's like tikkun. It's a fixing thing that he haven't done in the Pisces age. Because the Pisces age started from the age of Jesus that he was at the age of 10. If you will open the book of the future, you will see that Jesus, when he was 10, so the Pisces age started. And once he was 37, he died. Okay, you can see all the numbers inside in the book.
Interesting. So if the Aquarian age doesn't start until 2106, what role are those of us who are living now, who will continue to live after, you know, some of the die off, what role are we supposed to play? And is there hope for during our lifetimes that we will find something positive in what is getting created?
Of course, we are the establisher of the new of the new age. Wow, so much respect for us, because we are establishing now the other world that we want, that we dreamed of living into. You have to understand that to destroy all single power, mainly a government, it takes time. Yeah. It takes time because it's a wild monster, and you have to take it down. And sometimes you have to take it down step by step, but they will all get down. Aquarius age is the fastest age from all the 12 signs in the zodiac. And everything is so fast. Everything is so fast. And now you're asking me, oh, it's going to take so long. No, it's not going to take so long. No.
I'm an Aquarian galley, Lucy, just like you. And so those of us who are sort of on that forefront of change, or like turn around and looking at the rest of the people saying, how come it's taking you so long? Let's get there. You know, can't you see where we're going? So, yeah, I can be a little impatient about it, but it is a very interesting time, and in some ways, it's frightening. You know, for those people who recognize some of the evil that is playing out here, who want to stand in their sovereignty and their freedom. There are a lot of freedoms being taken away all over the world. In some places in the world, it's worse than other places. Do you have any advice for people to allow them to stay in their sovereignty and freedom within the context of what's unfolding?
Yes, of course. First of all, to clean the world, because every time that I'm making an interview, there is a lot of entities around me talking to me, and I'm talking to you. And the first thing they're saying is, you have to understand that Aquarius age is arriving, and you are in it now. And this is the kicking start of the Aquarius age. Of course, it will be arriving fully in 2106. And now you can see that the world have been cleaned. Is cleaning up. It's cleaning up time by Trump, the White House, and all the good guys. And it will be around 3 years, something like that, to clean the world. For thousands of years. It's nothing in
that's
a matter
fast.
Of time.
That is fast.
It's fast. Yeah. Thousands of years cleaning up time only for 3 years. So it's left for us about a half years. It's not suffering. And another entities are telling me, just to tell you, that every time, if you want to gain your own freedom, you have to fight for it. Mm-hmm. Because of that, the creation make this chaos, gives the governments a lot of power to control the citizen in order for the citizen to gain back their own freedom. There is no other way to take back your freedom. You always have to fight in order to respect and to appreciate what you have. Of course, and, in Australia, it's almost like,
I think of it as illuminating what's in the shadow is the first part, because for many people, at least in the country of the United States, I think that we've been under this illusion of a lot of freedom. And relative to some other places on earth, that's true. And yet to have the kind of control that's you know, been created within our country the past couple of years, and looks like they're attempting to make it even darker and more controlling, it's almost like it's waking us up to what's in the shadow, the light shining on what's been in that shadow, that control that has been there the entire time. But we thought that we had so much freedom.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an illusion. And you have to understand that Trump and the good guys, the white hat, forcing those powerful figure in the government to act like they really act, in order for the public to reveal and to understand who are those people standing in front of them. They are not going to protect the population. They wanted to kill the population. And they are revealing the truth by their own act.
And in it's interesting that you're mentioning Trump, because I live in a very liberal area, and one of the things that I've awakened to over the last, year and a half is that there's some things that are espoused by, some people who are in power on the liberal side and it sounds really good. It's about caring about, minorities as well as whites. It's about caring about people who, don't have as much money. The words that come out about every person having sovereignty and the opportunities, it seems like it's the opposite is getting displayed now. So I think for some, they may still think that what you've said is just totally off the wall, saying that Trump was good in any way. But I'd like you to sort of expand upon that and say, how it was that he has helped with the white hat, so to speak.
Because he was chosen by the creation to lead it. He came back from the future also. You don't have to believe me. At the beginning of each book I wrote, please don't believe this book. Research and find your own truth. Mm-hmm. It's not right for us to believe to everything that we are hearing and seeing. The right thing is to explore for our own. Mm-hmm. Now, the mainstream media, the second monster, can make you a saint and can make you a monster. It's right. Only who is behind the scene is paying for them. And so someone paid a lot of money and make Trump a monster. But he's not like that. He's a very smart guy. He was chosen to lead something else. And you will see it, of course, in February, March 2022, the revealing of the truth worldwide. It will start from the US and it will spread around the world. It's a marvelous time. In my book, the third book, Aquarius Age, I wrote that this, I wrote my book, the first one, The Creation, in 2014. The second one, The Future, in 2016. And the third one in 2017. And very fast, because I'm an Aquarian. Everything's fast. And the Aquarius book, the Aquarius Age book, talk about three topics. The first level is revealing the shocking truth. The second one is bringing a quick justice. Now you can see it in Gitmo jail. People, a lot of people now you can see, but you can hear the truth in the Telegram or in the social media, that a lot of people, corrupted people, treason, horrible people who betrayed humanity and betrayed the state are paying with their life, because in Aquarius Age, everything is fast. In Aquarius Age, there is no jail. You cannot sit on, you sit in jail. If you killed someone, your life will be taken and you will be choose, you will choose the way to die. Everything I wrote in the book, and this is the way in Gitmo, they are practicing what I wrote in my book, because those people who are getting the death penalty are being, they're giving them the choice and the freedom of choice to choose the way to die, as I wrote in my book. The third level, the third and the final level in the Aquarius Age, is the power come back to the masses. And this is the book, is very simple. There is three steps, and we are at the end of, not the end, but we are getting into the third step. And this is what's going on around the globe. You don't have to be afraid, because if you're looking of the virus, the real virus is the fear.
Yeah.
Because people are so afraid to die. And this is the main topic here, because this is my first book. I explain in my book even what's happening after we are dying. There is a four level of steps. What's happening then? You don't have to be afraid of the unknown, because once you know, it's no longer unknown, because you have the knowledge. And once you have the knowledge, you have the power. You don't have to be afraid to die, because you never die. If you understand and you know that you had life once, and now you are experiencing a life again, so you will have experience again, another life.
Yeah,
this is the way that the world, it's never end. It's never ending story.
And I personally, in back when I was in my 20s, I had a spontaneous past life memory, and I won't go into details here, but it was like, it was part of my awakening. This is just one of my lives. And strangely, in some ways, it seems that things are happening simultaneously, but that's a lot to wrap my mind around. But I think that once you realize on a deep level that it's just one of many lives, it eases some of the fear. But also for me, with what's unfolding right now, I feel that compelled to do my best to show up, because it feels so important right now. And I know that we've got a lot of people who are in the healing realm who listen to this show. What advice do you have for them for the way they show up for this chaos and this change?
People who treat other people. First of all, you have to understand that all the system around the globe is going to collapse. The system of the old-fashioned healing by doctors and nurses and hospitals and so on. And it's going to be like coming back in time to the place that it was the shamans who treat other people and healers who treat the community with simple stuff. And to the healers people, I have to say that when you're going, even before you're going to treat someone, listen to what he have to say, but not only listen to him. Because sometimes people can tell story like a storyteller. Sometimes it's just a story. This is his own truth. In order to know the truth, you have to listen with both ears. So you can listen to him in one ear, and in the other ear, you have to find out what happened in his previous life. What happened then that he have to come back to Earth again? Once you are seeing people around you, I don't see people. I see a previous life, like previous life, people who have something to make a closure. Mm-hmm. You never die unless you have something to close. You never, no, it's not right. You never get birth. You never come to life, okay? Unless there is something for you to close, unless you would not have been alive now.
The story's not done yet. Yes, not complete. Yeah,
everyone has something to close because this is the way of the creation. Because you judge yourself, you know, after you die. People are so afraid of dying, but after you die, you think that you're going up to heaven and God judge you. No one judging you. You're the only one who judge yourself without an ego. Mm-hmm. People have to realize what is happening after death and speak about death. And this is the Aquarius age, a lot of speaking about death, what happening around, what happening after the death. Because of that, the creation make all this chaos that the resolution is a lot of dead people after the cure, okay? Lots of dead people, millions will die. And people will start to ask why it's happening to him or to me. And lots of people will stop trusting. This is the next step, to stop trust the system. Stop trusting the old-fashioned way. The school, the university, it's all corruption. The college, it's all corruption because there is a single teacher or a bunch of teachers with a decan and telling all the students the same way that he's been taught. It's not a way. If you want to have a degree, you need to research by your own, not to follow other minds that are telling you what to think, what to write, how to exam, what to write in your exam, or all the exam is the same. This is not the humanity that can get into the Aquarius age. Aquarius age is built with the very smart people. I'm sorry to say, the majority on planet Earth are not that quite smart. The majority is not that quite smart. Because of that, millions will die.
And one of the things that has to happen, and you know, I've personally been experiencing this, you know, on my journey, and I think many are starting to experience it or have experienced it, and that is, we have to question our belief systems in a big way, because we have been taught this belief structure has been imposed upon us by the humans, some of whom are just following what they've known to be true, but some who have had a dark reason for, you know, imposing this belief structure. And to me, that's one of the most challenging things during this transition time. But Gally, Lucy, before we go any further, I know we're going to run out of time during this conversation before it's done. I want to make sure our listeners and viewers know how they can connect with you and what it is you offer.
I can offer a channeling session, a 15-minute or 30-minute or even an hour. You can buy the phone, of course. I don't have to receive question and nothing. I'm just listening to you. Live, I can, of course, it's everything is over the phone. I'm just listening to your question. I can reveal many information and reveal it to you. You can go into my website, www.gally4u, the number four and the letter U.
So G-A-L-I, the number four, U, Y-O-U?
Yes.
You?
Yeah. You, not why you, only
oh,
you.
Oh, you, dot just com, the letter U.
Yes, .com,
you. Okay.
And you can reach to my, and if you want to listen to my music, you can type my name on YouTube and you can listen to my many interview in Hebrew, in English, and my music also. Very lovely song.
Yes. Okay, so for 2022, you mentioned February to March, there's going to be some truth illuminated about what has unfolded and, you know, something about good guys, bad guys. What else can we expect in 2022?
The returning of Trump, the returning of old figures in the, like, singers and figure in the politician and many other figure who died, supposedly died and coming back to life because they were escaping the cabal. And now you have the opportunity to understand. And once they will reveal themselves and tell the story, you cannot say it's a cyber attack again, or it's a scam, it's a Photoshop, because they will be on stage and they will talk. And they will tell the truth, and it will be like a series of truth, because you cannot tell everything in one episode. But more people will reveal themselves from the hidden. It's we're going to be a wonderful time. 2022, sorry to say, but lots of people around the globe are going to die in 2022, more than any other year. I'm sorry to say that, because it's a year of people taking care of themselves, of their health, many people passing away, people are getting angry, the anger is rising. This is the plan of the creation. The creation, God wants you to be angry at governments because you lost your family, you lost your loved ones, and then the anger is rising and rising, and like a tsunami is breaking, not violence, but uniting together, standing strong together because you have each other. It's not about family, because family, it's a unit. Once you are in a family, the creation doesn't want you to have family. They want you to take care of each other as family. When there is a connection of blood between you, so you care about each other. And when you don't have a connection of blood or family, so you don't care about each other. And this is not what the creation want. They want you to look to each other, to take care of each other no matter what, who is the person in front of you. No more homeless, no more single power, no more single wealth, because 90% of the wealth going to 10% of the people. This is not right. And as Aquarians, you know, Aquarian sign is the people who are telling the truth, making fast justice. They want to make, to see the justice. More than people who took the cue, corrupted people, more than them, corrupted people will die all over the globe. The most thing that you have to understand as we are approaching the Aquarius age, that every single person have to pay or get in game, okay? For his own action in this lifetime. You will never leave the planet.
Natural consequences, yes.
You will never leave the planet in this life form without paying or getting game of what you have done in this lifetime. So you have to be very smart and just be good. Just be good to yourself, to others, because everything you do comes back to you, and it's so fast.
And on that note, I want to thank you, Gally Lucy, for sharing your unique wisdom with the world, for taking time to be on the show today. Again, I want to mention you've got 3 books, the website is gally4u.com. Gally, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for this lovely interview. I hope that people are listening and opening their mind, because this is a time for awakening. It's a marvelous time. And to be on earth now in this lifetime, it's a gift. It's not a curse, it's a gift. Because for once in your life, you can see the truths that have been hidden for thousands of years. It's a miracle time, and people are getting their power back. There is no way to gain your power without someone taking your own power. And this is a message to all the people around the globe in Australia and in any other country around the globe. Just unite.
And I want to mention, in 2022, I've got some exciting announcements and some new things coming. And I invite you to join me on the other side of the year. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to empower yourself to step further into your vibration of change, please visit my website at christineupchurch.com, where you can learn more about my insights, upcoming events, and private sessions.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.